Okay. Hello?
Hello. Yeah.
Hello, nice to meet you. My name is Daniel. This is not a sales call. We're just calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you so much. So let me just ask you another question. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or
yes,
wait until November to vote in general election?
I normally do primaries.
Okay, you will do the primary.
Yes, I do both.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for that information. So let me just ask you another question here. First, answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion on each of the following people and organizations. So let's just start with the first one, Harold Dutton.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. What about Danny Norris?
Don't know who that is.
Okay. Sheila Jackson Lee.
I'm familiar with her. Do
okay,
I have a favorable
so
opinion of her?
Yes. Will you consider a very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you so much. Queen Dan Horn.
I heard of the name, but I'm not familiar.
Okay. Houston Independent School District.
My husband works in Albany ISD, so I don't deal with Houston Independent. So no favorable opinion on them. A survey, girl.
Okay.
It's a survey.
Okay. In that case, will you consider somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Houston ISD, unfavorable.
Okay. In that case, let's go with the last one, which is Joyce Chapman.
Not familiar.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. So as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District, which is closer to your opinion about this. I'm going to read you two statements. The first one is support. A state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. And the second statement is oppose. A state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools.
I oppose that they took over.
Okay, thank you for that information. So in March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of the four candidates will you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Queen Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
I would have to research the candidates because I have not had an opportunity to look into them as of yet.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. So let's go with the following question. As of right now, we're sitting on a 41% of completion. So thank you so much for your time here. I highly appreciate it. Let's move on to the next one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative.
Can I ask you a question? How much longer are going to be the questions? Because I'm actually at work. So how much longer are going to be the questions?
Okay, questions like this are going to be like one or I guess it's two or three more. And after that, I'm just going to ask you some statisticals like your age, if you have kids, something like that. But that'll take like, I don't know, like 5 to 8 minutes.
Make it really quick because I'm at work and I'm on the clock.
Okay, I understand. Thank you so much for your time. So let's start with the first one.
Go ahead.
Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Favorable. That's a question.
Well,
favorable,
we have,
not favorable, right?
Okay, this is very positive and somewhat positive, or somewhat negative and very negative.
Positive.
Okay. Very or somewhat?
Very positive.
Okay. Thank you. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
Very positive.
Thanks. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
Unfavorable.
Somewhat negative or very negative?
Very negative.
Okay. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote a law allowing the state to do it.
Very negative.
Okay. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plans to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Oh, okay. Now that's very fair. Very, very what? What is the option again? I'm sorry.
Very positive to very negative.
Very positive. Very positive.
Okay. Thanks. Harold Dutton was led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured, lower income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
The highest. What is it? Very. I'm sorry. I'm going in and out these questions. What is it? Very favorable or what? Very positive. Very positive.
Don't worry about that. Okay. Yeah. Very positive.
I'm going
somewhat
in and out
positive.
These questions. Very
Don't
positive.
Worry about that. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. It's obvious I'm a Democrat, right?
Okay. Let's move on to the next one.
It is. It's obvious.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time. I highly appreciate that you are answering all these questions. So let's move on to the last statement here, which is he's fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest.
He's fighting for or against it? What was the first part? He's fighting for or against it?
Against. He's fighting against the extreme Republicans ban.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, I'm for it. I'm very positive, very positive.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. So based on that, on this information, which of the following four candidates will you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
I cannot say at this moment because I have not done my research on any of these candidates.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. So right now we have finished the questions when it comes down to the primary. So let's move on with the statistical information. So let me check here. May I have your age, please?
I'm 50.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Okay. Do you consider yourself African American or black?
Black.
Okay. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
Okay. Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
No.
Okay. Well, in that case, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and I highly appreciate your time once again.
You're welcome, and have a great day, okay?
You do as well. Have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye.